Is the learning in your school competency-based? Is it personalized? Is it happening anytime, anywhere? Is it student-owned? In other words, is the learning student-centered? And are all students learning more deeply, more equitably, and becoming career and college ready? If you have these questions, want to know what the research says about them, and are trying to figure out how to implement these ideas in your classrooms and schools, you've come to the right place. Thank you for listening to the Student-Centered Learning Podcast. I'm your host, Arthur Barriff, and I've been a principal and teacher in student-centered schools for over 17 years, and I can't wait to share a story or interview that will help you help your students. On this episode of the pod, Laura Briggs, high school social studies teacher in Rhode Island, conducts a guest interview as part of her work in a graduate course I teach called Student-Centered Learning in Urban Schools at Providence College. Laura interviews Jessica Waters, Dean of Academics at Noel Leadership Academy and the 2013 Rhode Island Teacher of the Year. She was also joined by Rachel Marchant, an 11th grade student at Noel who has attended for 1 year and was using the Summit Personalized Learning Platform for the first time. They discuss how Noel Academy, a public charter school founded to serve pregnant and parenting young adults, uses SCL to engage students who may not have found success in traditional schools. Enjoy the interview.
Hi, I'm here today with Jessica Waters. She was a science teacher at Beacon Charter High School for the Arts and was awarded Rhode Island Teacher of the Year in 2013. She was also an educator specialist for the Rhode Island Department of Education and the director of Next Generation Learning Partnerships for Rhode Island Mayoral Academies. Currently, she's the Dean of Academics at Noel Leadership Academy, a charter school located in Central Falls in Providence, founded to serve primarily pregnant and parenting teenagers. So hi, Jess. Thank you for being here today.
You're welcome, Laura.
I'd like to start by asking you, what student-centered practices does Noel Leadership Academy implement?
We implement a few student-centered learning practices. We have a strong targeted intervention program. We identify students pretty early on that need reading and math intervention, and we articulate those needs to every classroom teacher as well as our support team. We also are in our first year of implementing a unique personalized learning program. We're part of Summit Public Schools Base Camp program. We do careful credit analysis and screening practices upon students enrolling with us. We have competency-based grading with a big focus on cognitive skills. We have strong wraparound services that address the physical and emotional needs of students. And lastly, we have a very strong mentoring program.
Wow, it sounds like you have multiple student-centered learning practices all going on at the same time.
Yes.
For our teachers out there, is there one practice that you feel is crucial or most important for educators to incorporate into their classroom?
One practice I would say is definitely getting to know each student individually and what their needs are. You can't be student-centered if you don't know not only the emotional and physical needs of your students, but the academic needs of your students. What their reading level is, how are they performing in math? Is it on grade level? Is it not? How far below are they? A teacher definitely has to have a lot of information about their student in order to implement a good student-centered practices in our classroom.
Okay, do you think that as the classroom size gets larger, how can teachers still get that information?
Yeah, I mean, small class sizes like we have here are ideal, I believe, but, you know, that's not always an option for a teacher. So as classes get larger, I think that makes it even more super important to have a good data system and a good way of tracking students, not only being part of a school that has a good data system, but as a classroom teacher, setting up your own systems in order to track students so that you can then use that information to have targeted group instruction, to figure out what your whole group instruction is going to be, figure out what interventions you can provide in the classroom, and then also figuring out which specialists you need to tap to support you in the classroom.
Great. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit here, but how do student-centered learning practices help achieve college and career readiness and equity in urban settings?
Meeting every student where they are is really important, and I think through any student-centered
system or program, it's kind of inevitable that you need to meet students where they are. Anecdotally, just because a student, let's say, is in a science class and they might be reading at a third or fourth grade level, that doesn't mean that they don't have the cognitive ability to think through a complicated science experiment or problem. They just need support in reading. And so how do we make sure we're still challenging that student, but also filling in the gaps as we go? I think we need to focus on habits that they need to be successful beyond high school. In teaching those habits explicitly and having conversations about those habits, the habits that support the instruction, so goal setting, challenge seeking, perseverance, strategy shifting, all of those things that we know, note taking, are super important post-secondary education.
Are you working on those, developing those habits here at Noel?
Yeah, that has been actually a real challenge. These habits we know are critical, but they're also really hard to teach. And it's really hard to develop programs around, specifically around habits. And we're not perfect, but we're working to be better at that.
What advice do you have for teachers who are trying to teach these habits for college or career readiness?
I would say you need to focus on your own mindset, your own in having a growth mindset. I think that you need to be a reflective practitioner and really dig deep on the things that, and identify the things that supported that you needed as a college student, and having empathy and understanding of those things. And then surveying students, finding out, like, alum, you know, what are the things that prevented you from not being on track in college? And so taking all of those, that data, and using that data to make decisions in your classroom.
And so you talked about reflective teaching. So I'm going to ask you to reflect a little bit. After implementing the Summit curriculum at Noel this year, what advice do you have for other schools that are looking to transition to Summit? What has worked well about the curriculum, and what are you planning to develop or improve for next year?
Some advice I have is to focus a lot. The school leader needs to focus a lot in the beginning on the adults. So building buy-in with the adults, the teachers, building capacity, training, spending time building buy-in with students, and the time, taking the time for them to understand why these changes are happening, and understanding that a student, especially a high school age student, their entire career up to that point may have been likely has been a sit and get sort of relationship. And so really taking the time to build their capacity to be a student in a personalized learning or student-centered program. I would say developing, like I mentioned, growth mindset in students as well as adults. What I think went well this year is the implementation of the project, so the project-based learning piece of it. I think teachers really got very dedicated to developing the projects and developing those cognitive skills in students. I think students found the projects to be very engaging. I think some of the things that didn't go so well that I think we need to focus on for next year is the time that we spent on being explicit and teaching those habits to students that they need. You know, I mentioned note-taking, strategy shifting, and goal-setting. So really spending that time next year to focus on those habits.
Great. And lastly, what is one resource or article or book that you would recommend for teachers who are looking to learn more about student-centered learning practices?
So this isn't really a resource in the terms of a tangible resource, but I think doing school visits, as many as you can. I remember 2 years ago, I started doing some school visits around Rhode Island with people that were saying that they were implementing a personalized learning program. And what I saw was a blended learning program, which I think there is a distinct difference between blended learning and personalized learning or student-centered. And so having those pinpointed places where I felt like I really had a good, strong image of what personalized learning looked like in the classroom versus blended learning was instrumental in building even my own understanding of student-centered and personalized learning. So that's one thing, doing some school visits. The second one is look into having a demo with Rhode Island Mayoral Academies, who are the leaders of implementing the personalized learning platform here in Rhode Island. And maybe visiting one of those schools or having the Rhode Island Mayoral Academy coaches come out and walk you through the platform, because the platform is really about a philosophy. The platform is just a tool. And so I think they do a really nice job of laying out what the philosophy is, what Summit's philosophy is around personalized learning.
Thank you, Jess, for sharing that tip for success. I completely agree that collaboration and real-world application is important, not just for our students, but also for ourselves as we develop as educators and leaders in the urban teaching field. So I'd just like to review some of the key takeaways. You had talked about having a strong data-driven intervention program that targets student needs and shares those with teachers. You had emphasized the importance of a personalized learning program, such as Summit, that allows for individual instruction for students based on their needs. You also spoke about having a strong mentorship program and wraparound services that support students emotionally and socially. Lastly, you talked about the importance of knowing your students and a competency-based grading system. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your ideas and insights with us. We're going to shift gears now and speak to a student at Noel and hear how the personalized learning and student-centered approach has impacted her. Welcome, Rachel. Can you please share a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name's Rachel. I go to Noel Leadership Academy. I've been here for about 3 months, and I've been using Summit since I started.
Great. Thank you, Rachel. What first drew you to attend Noel?
I needed to, to catch up on credits, and I wasn't really going to school, and my truancy officer actually recommended Noel, and I wanted to come here years ago, but I never fully went through with the whole transition.
Have you attended school more since you've transferred here, or less?
More. I actually come every day.
Wow. And what makes Noel different from other schools?
You can work at your own pace. I feel like the teachers are really involved with their students, and they actually care and want you to really learn.
And so you said that while there, you've been using this Summit curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about it?
I like the Summit, but I kind of have mixed emotions. But I feel like a lot of people prefer it because you can work at your own pace. And you can use it anywhere, at home. You can even be out with your friends using it on your computer or your phone. Your teacher can also look at your Summit and see how you're doing and give you feedback and tell you what you need to do to complete everything.
Would you use the Summit curriculum again next year?
Yeah, I would.
Why?
Because I really like how teachers can see your work. And I feel like that really helps you. When you have a teacher's guidance, they know what they're doing. They're teaching it. So to have a teacher's guidance is really, helpful.
There's a component called personalized learning time, or commonly known as, PLT time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do during that time?
You can work on whatever you want. You can work on math, English, history. You can work on focus areas, your projects, anything that you need to finish.
Do you think that time is useful?
Yeah.
Or?
Because when you miss something, for students that come in late, or just students that miss the class or something, it helps them get back on track so they can make up for it.
Great. So what are the challenges of this curriculum or that time? Is there anything that makes it challenging?
Not really. I mean, But it all just depends on the person. Like, if you're easily distracted, if you don't like working with computers, I think it just depends on the person.
If you are easily distracted, mm-hmm. how do you get back on track?
You just have to focus. Like, you just have to tell yourself. You just have to do what you gotta do.
What advice do you have for students who are just starting this curriculum next year? And they've never experienced anything like this before.
Well, this is my first time experiencing anything like this. But it might be a little weird for some people. But you get used to it. And you actually end up, like, getting, like, you adapt to it. So I don't think it's really anything to stress over. I think it's actually a good thing.
So we just heard from Rachel. Thank you, Rachel, so much for participating in this interview. Just to review some key takeaways, the personalized learning platform provides students with feedback and transparency. So teachers and students can both see their progress and their educational growth at all times. It's been successful and useful for Rachel as she continues, along with the personalization that teachers consider when they're building relationships with students. That's it for this podcast. If anyone has any questions or comments, they can reach out to me at laurabriggs1126@gmail.com.
Thank you again for listening to the Student Centered Learning Podcast. Let us know what you think about this episode or what you tried in your school by commenting on our Facebook page. You can also subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and please leave a rating so others can find us. You can also follow us on Twitter at STUCNTRPodcast. And remember, students learn deeply when they are at the center.